Paxful's $4 million settlement, a warning for crypto platforms. You know, it's hard to believe that a platform as big as Paxful could be handed a $4 million fine for not doing the basics, like keeping track of who's using their service. But that's exactly what has happened. The DOJ says Paxful's AML programs were a complete mess, and they're making them pay for it.
It's not just about the money, though. This case is a wake-up call for the whole crypto industry. Paxful was supposed to be a safe, regulated platform, but their actions made it a haven for criminals. That's why the DOJ is cracking down so hard.
Absolutely. This settlement is a clear message. If you're in crypto, you can't skip the rules. The DOJ's investigation found that Paxful's practices were way off track from what they promised. It's like they were playing both sides, marketing themselves as anonymous, but secretly enabling illegal stuff.
The core of the allegations. Let's break this down. The DOJ's case is all about Paxful's double standards. They told users they could trade without KYC checks, but they knew their AML policies weren't actually working.
Yeah, and that's dangerous. If you're a user looking for privacy, you might think you're safe, but Paxful's lack of oversight let things like human trafficking and fraud slip through. It's like a digital black hole for bad actors.
Exactly. The DOJ found that Paxful didn't file a single suspicious activity report, SAR, between 2015 and 2023. SARs are supposed to flag red flags for authorities. Without them, the platform was basically a blind spot for crime.
That's terrifying. It's not just about missing a report. It's about enabling illegal activities without a trace. The DOJ is saying Paxful didn't just fail to comply. They actively helped criminals.
Why this case matters for the crypto industry.
This isn't just a legal penalty. It's a turning point. The DOJ is telling crypto platforms that compliance is non-negotiable. If you're not doing KYC, you're not just breaking the rules, you're risking massive fines.
The lessons here are huge. First, KYC isn't optional anymore. Paxful marketed themselves as a non-KYC platform, but that's a legal risk now. Regulators see KYC as the first line of defense against fraud and money laundering.
Right. If you're offering privacy, you need safeguards. Otherwise, you're playing with fire. The settlement shows that regulators won't tolerate the illusion of compliance. They want real action.
Second, policies must be enforced. Paxful had AML protocols on paper, but didn't use them. Compliance isn't about having rules. It's about making sure they're actually followed.
That's the key. AML isn't just paperwork. It's about monitoring transactions, training staff, and using tech to catch suspicious activity. If you don't do that, you're setting yourself up for failure.
Third, SARs are critical. Paxful's failure to report anything is a major oversight. SARs are how authorities track crimes. Without them, there's no way to stop bad actors.
And that's exactly what the DOJ is saying. SARs aren't just a formality, they're a legal obligation. Platforms must prioritize reporting to stay compliant.
Looking ahead, compliance is a priority.
The Paxful case is a wake-up call. The industry can't afford to treat compliance as an afterthought anymore. Regulators are watching, and they're not going to be lenient.
That's right. For crypto platforms, compliance isn't just about avoiding fines. It's about protecting users and the industry's reputation. If you don't adapt, you'll face consequences.
So, what does this mean for the future? Platforms need to invest in KYC systems, real-time monitoring, and staff training. They also need to be transparent about their practices.
And they have to align their public messaging with their operations. If you claim to be non-KYC, you'd better have real safeguards. Otherwise, you're just setting yourself up for a legal nightmare.
critical takeaways for the industry.
Let's wrap this up with the takeaways. First, regulatory scrutiny is intensifying. The DOJ's actions show regulators are actively enforcing AML and KYC rules.
Second, compliance is a business imperative. Failing to prioritize it risks penalties, reputational damage, and operational disruption.
And third, transparency is key. Platforms must ensure their public claims match their real-world practices. Otherwise, the next Paxful could be you.
This case is a reminder that crypto innovation must come with responsibility. The industry has to grow smart, not just fast. Otherwise, the regulators will keep handing out big fines.